Keith, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for chatting to me.
Thank you, Amber.
So Keith Grant has made a significant investment. So to start off, maybe tell us what has been invested and what that will result in.
So this new plant, it's an €8 million investment in our new cylinder section of our manufacturing plant here based in Boron County, Offaly. The plant itself is in operation here since 1978. Our main business for many, many years has been the Vortex condensing oil-fired boiler. And thankfully, the last 12 months has been the busiest 12 months we've had in 48 years of business. But since 2015, we've been selling air source heat pumps, which are getting far more common in new build and retrofit scenarios. And one of the items that goes along with those is a stainless steel hot water cylinder. So that's what this recent investment has been involved, just to be able to make our own to complement our R290 heat pump range.
Fantastic. And it's great, isn't it, to be able to, I suppose, to invest such a significant amount of money into the company as well, and to be launching a new range as well. It's an exciting time for the business, I can imagine, Keith.
Certainly so. Like, one of the things, I suppose, this is, there's been a series of big investments. If you take even just prior to COVID, we had a €16 million investment in our new training and R&D centre here in Boron Offaly. And then obviously we have this section here, and we'll have to have a chat maybe in another couple of months as well. We have another exciting development, hopefully should be operational within the next 12 months again, which will be roughly another 10,000 square metres of manufacturing plant going on in addition to what's here as well. So yeah, it's a very busy and exciting time here in Grant.
Brilliant. It certainly is. It's fantastic to hear. I suppose a large investment like this, and as you said, further expansion plans in the very near future as well. Is it a testament to the growing demand that's out there, maybe, and the need for these type of systems that seems to be growing anyway, Keith?
Yeah, there is. There's, I suppose, two fairly distinct areas that we see. You have your new build properties, which are heat pumps and hot water cylinders, like what this investment is, and that's fine. The other side of that, then, I suppose, is the existing housing market. So that in itself is probably split in two. So a lot of houses in recent times, I suppose, are looking at upgrading to fitting something like a heat pump and all the different bits and pieces that's needed with that. But a massive part of our business here is still today making condensing oil-fired boilers. As I said, like, this manufacturing plant is 20,000 square metres as it is at the moment. There's over 400 working here, 430 or 40 or so. The plant is 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. There's lots of different things going on under the one roof. We are, I suppose, agnostic in many regards as to whether what the homeowner fits or whatever the homeowner requires. But a lot of the time it just comes down to the property and the homeowners themselves as to what they want. And I suppose it's to have the portfolio to be able to offer them something regardless of what their options may be.
Absolutely, that's certainly true. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the quick recovery cylinder range that you're launching at the moment. I suppose, can you explain to listeners exactly what that involves maybe, and I suppose the benefits of having it now?
Prior to this, Amber, we would have been buying a cylinder from a supplier in the UK, and it was fine, it was grand, but in terms of actually growing a business, I suppose our major benefit for us is that we make our own, and it's something that's designed especially for the Irish market. The cylinder itself, the material that we're using in it is exceptionally high standard. The insulation means they're all one step above industry standard. The actual surface area of the coil, without getting too technical, is larger than industry standard. So to the homeowner, what they end up with is an Irish-made product that is more efficient than what's out there, and also has a far better retention of heat once the heat is generated. So yes, this ties primarily with heat pumps, but going forward from probably Q3, Q4 of this year, you know, we intend upping what even the production is at the moment, just for general stainless steel hot water cylinders for homes.
Okay, that's great to hear. You spoke about the increased demand there a few moments ago, and I suppose we're hearing a lot, obviously, about, you know, impending climate targets and then changes, I suppose, to building regulations and things as well. Is that what's driving maybe the increased demand? Is it both of them together, I suppose, attached to other factors then as well, Keith? Or what do you think is pushing that increased demand for these types of services and products?
It is a lot to do with building regulations. So, like, if you take, Amber, pretty much every new property built since 2017 is heat with a heat pump. That's kind of the simplest way to get compliance with the building regulations. So a lot of the driver for that has been that way. And that will only increase. It's now pretty much standard. You know, if you see any new property being built around here, certainly that's a domestic scenario around the country, it will have a heat pump and it will have some sort of a hot water storage cylinder. So that is only going to increase. And then even as the age of the property stock in Ireland ages, people will inevitably end up changing as they go along, as they get the money to do it, or as, you know, somebody buys a second-hand property and they wish to upgrade it and make the one job of upgrading it, you know, not have to be making additional works down the line. So it's certainly not going to be something that we would foresee, you know, a lessening demand of anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems that way for sure. We briefly touched on this a few moments ago, but it is a difficult time for businesses, I suppose, with inflation and rising costs as well. So to see an expansion like this and to be part, I suppose, of an expansion like this, Keith, because I know that, Grant, you have more than 400 employees, I think, in your supplying markets across Ireland, but further afield as well. So it's great to see that, you know, you can grow the business in this kind of a climate and you can expand. And it's a testament, I suppose, to the work you do, but also to the changing, I suppose, regulations, as you said there, but the changing face of Ireland as well.
Certainly, yeah. It's either keep up or fall behind. If you fall behind, you're going to end out of business pretty quickly. But, you know, if you take Brexit many, many years ago, that probably forced us. We had a lot of our eggs in two baskets, the Irish market and the UK market. Just to put figures on things, like, you know, 70% of the Irish oil butter market would be Grant, 60% of the UK market would be Grant, but we export now all across the world. We have stuff that's left here last week that's gone to New Zealand. Denmark is a pretty strong region for us. We have Grant France, which we export over there also, and Greece. So it's not just Ireland and the UK. Like, you know, it's obviously, whilst we start and all our manufacturing is based here in Barra and Offaly, it's now at this stage, it's an international company rather than an indigenous Irish company that just sells within this country as it is. But it's diversification, and a lot of money and time and resources goes into research and development, because you can't wait to see what needs to happen. You need to be, in many cases, able to show those, you know, who write the legislation that these are the options that you'll have going forward. So housing is something, and running costs and everything in life is getting far more expensive. So I suppose it is a little bit of a testament, I suppose, to the trust that we have from an awful lot of the suppliers or merchants, if you take a lot of the installers and even homeowners over the years, that they previously had a Grant product and they will come back and buy another Grant product because they've had the lifespan and they've had the after sales there. So it isn't just a single once-off purchase. The next purchase could be many years down the line, but you get a lot of people then who will keep coming back to the same name, thankfully, time after time.
Absolutely. Keith, I spoke briefly there about climate targets, I suppose, and regulations and things like that. And as we look to the future now, you know, that integrated home heating system, and I suppose the demand as well for low carbon heating solutions as well, they're going to be ever more popular, I suppose, and ever more needed as well. So as you look to the future, and Grant, I suppose, knowing that you have expansion plans coming down the line very shortly as well, where do you see it going, or how do you see the business continuing to grow and evolve as you look to the next maybe 5-10 years?
There are two, again, distinct markets. So heat pumps is the way that kind of a lot of new builds and retrofit projects will go. But there are currently, even just to put a figure on oil boilers, condensing oil boilers, there are 1.2 million oil-fired boilers in Ireland as it is. And HVO, hydro treated vegetable oil, is something that, as a transitional fuel, will be coming through. It'll have to come through. But as an example, there are suppliers out there, fuel suppliers out there, who can now sell you an 80-20 blend. So 20% HVO and 80% kerosene. And something that we've been demonstrating to many in legal or in governmental circles is that if every oil-fired boiler in Ireland went using that fuel, it would be the equivalent of retrofitting 160,000 homes with heat pumps in terms of carbon savings. And if the blend is below 20%, you make no changes to your existing boiler. It's the simplest carbon saving measure that can be implemented. And all that really needs to happen there is that the government needs to remove one of the two carbon taxes they have in the biofuel. And that would make it cheaper than kerosene if they went that way. So there's the two markets. It's existing properties with oil-fired boilers who can do this. And then obviously new builds then will be going heat pumps and our hot water stainless steel cylinders from there on into the future. So I think we have both angles pretty well covered.
Okay, that's great to hear. And just one final question based on what you said there, because that was really, really interesting. Do you think that will change and those taxes will be, I suppose, altered maybe, that would allow people to use that type of fuel and make those changes, do you think?
Certainly. 2030 is a very looming date, Amber, and that's when these carbon fines that are going to start kicking in, and it's, we're talking billions here, you know, it's not millions, it's billions. So all these little things are going to make a massive impact, but, you know, I don't think we'll ever possibly end up in a scenario where we will end up using a 100% HVO, hydrotreated vegetable oil, because there's a definite amount of it there. But if we got to 20%, that would be a massive kind of a transitional fuel, just to allow the housing stock in Ireland to, you know, for really kind of no cost extra, to be able to produce less carbon, focus more on the properties in terms of getting it, the home better in terms of insulation and air tightness, that if down the line people wanted to go with a heat pump, that they would have the fabric part of the house done, and it's only really left then to get the heating upgrade done then next. So it's a little bit of a no-brainer, and hopefully in the next couple of months we can see a bit of movement on that from government.
Absolutely, that would be brilliant. Well, Keith, it's been lovely to chat to you, so thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem at all, Amber. Nice to talk to you.